Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. If you haven't heard the spiel before, I make my living going up and down the western United States playing music in bars and casinos and wherever we'll pay the bills. And each week I bring you stories and music from the American road. And this week we're going to have the first of several shows about the 2009 Burning Man Festival, which is a huge arts festival that takes place in a place called the Black Rock Desert, which is in northern Nevada, and probably one of the most remote places left in the lower 48 states. It's a festival that draws about 50,000 people that set up a temporary city on what is essentially just a plain of dirt. It's a dry lake bed. And they set up the temporary city, live there for a week, and the only economy there is all just based on gifting. There's no money exchange once you get in, and there's just fantastic works of art put up everywhere. And at the end of the festival, many of those works of art are burned to the ground. And after the festival, the whole city, everything that everyone brought in, gets hauled right back out. It is a huge no trace event. And one of the best ways I heard it put is the Burning Man Festival is where all the cults went and all the cults got along.
We kept telling stories, we laughed till closing time. Turn off the lights, turn the sound right in the door.
So on this week's show, we're gonna kind of focus on my drive to the festival from the last gig I played before I got there, which was in the little town of Denio, Nevada, which is four towns. It's actually rated as the most remote town in the lower 48 states. You know you've made it big when. And I played a gig there and had a great time. And once I was leaving Denio, I kind of had a choice between two different ways to get down to where the Burning Man Festival takes place. And the first of those would be to drive 180 miles of paved road and about 30 miles of dirt road over a mountain pass. And the other choice was to drive about 100 miles of dirt road over a mountain pass or two. And me being who I am in the old 65 Volkswagen bus, I decided to drive 100 miles of dirt road and talk to some folks that live in the area to make sure the road was passable. And the general consensus that it was that it probably is passable. And so that's the way I decided to go. And we pick up we're going to hear a lot of recordings I made along the way, along driving that road this week. And we're going to kind of pick up when I was about 30 miles down the road, just kind of cresting the first of a few mountain passes that the road leads over. And you'll hear the bus's air-cooled motor kind of clicking and puttering in the background. And in case you haven't heard it before, the bus in question is a 1965 Volkswagen microbus that I bought when I was 17 years old, still driving it now. And the bus's name is Vincent. So here we go, inside Vincent.
Okay, I'm on my way to Burning Man 2009, one of the biggest counterculture events of the year, and I'm out on a very, very long dirt road in northern Nevada, not too far south of Oregon, and I have about 100 miles of dirt road I'm going to be driving this evening and tomorrow morning, and it's gotten to the part of the road now where I'm having to use second gear and sometimes even first gear going up a pass. That last pass I just got up, the long dirt road followed a drainage up into the sagebrush-covered mountains, these very round-topped, rolling sagebrush-covered mountains. I'm going to follow the drainage up and this road, to describe it best, would be like driving your friend's driveway, like a long kind of rutty driveway, except it goes on for miles and miles. And you probably just heard the bus rolling over a cattle guard there, leaving Sheldon National Wildlife Refuge, and soon we'll cross into an Indian reservation, this square, I don't know what the mileage is, but probably maybe 10 mile by 10 mile kind of square rectangle Indian reservation. And this is the road in from the north, and then I'll be heading out the road in from the south. So I only wonder who lives way out here. I haven't seen a house or I passed, since I got on this road about 30 miles ago, I passed one ranch that you know, appeared to be occupied and functioning and everything, and that's it. And then, as I was saying, the road followed a drainage up into the sagebrush-covered mountains, and finally got to the point where just like actually I just did there, I had to shift into first gear, kind of crawl up. Right at the top of the pass, the hill gets really steep. It looks like I'm at another pass like that now. I'm going to crawl up this in first gear. I'll let you hear some of the noise of the bus. When I started down this road, the sun was sinking low in the sky, and about the time I passed the ranch, it dipped below the mountains to the west. And as the darkness has been gathering, I've gone from driving with no headlights on to now the headlights are on, and going from seeing the shadows on the mountains deepen to the silhouettes of ridgelines now. Some with orange behind them, some with blue, some with dark. Jupiter has just risen. He's chasing the moon tonight. About half a moon shining down. And there's been a few bats kind of flittering in front of the bus as I roll along second gear now, about 15 miles an hour. It's about what seems like a good pace on this road. So beginning the Burning Man adventure. Beginning a week spent living in nothing but dirt, with a long, long dirt road. But one of the things that's interesting, good maybe, about taking this route in is I'll be coming in from the opposite direction of most everyone else going to the burn, and so I'll avoid a few hours of traffic. I say optimistically, probably we'll avoid 15 minutes of traffic, and we'll miss the experience of coming in on the highway that everyone's coming in, because remember the first year I went to the Burning Man Festival, that was one of the things that immediately impressed me before I even got there. Was I was driving there, I had two hitchhikers in the car. It was a couple from over in England, young guy and gal, and she was furiously working on making beaded bracelets that she was going to be able to give away and barter with people when we got to the burn. So with two hitchhikers in tow, I turned off the interstate heading towards the burn. The burn is about 120 miles north of Reno. You turn off the interstate after about 20 miles and have to shift down again here. That was a big rock. And once we got onto the two-lane highway, remember I was had phone contact with a friend of mine and said, "Well, you'll probably catch up to us on the two-lane highway because I'll be driving slower than you will in the old bus. But there's no way anyone is going to catch up with anybody, because once we turned onto that two-lane highway, there were places where you could see probably realistically 10 miles down the straight road running a valley out in the sagebrush desert there, and there was nothing but taillights. Once in a great while a pair of headlights would come the other way, but it was just nothing but solid taillights, and everyone was moving kind of around 45, 50 miles an hour, chugging down the road at a good clip, but you were just following the person in front of you, and they were following the person in front of them, in front of them, in front of them, like infinity off into the distance. And so that was me just seeing this migration of people that want to experience life in a different way. Okay, I just got to the a crossroads here on the Indian reservation. There's a green sign with an arrow that says Cedarville and Gerlach to the right. Doesn't indicate anything to the left. And there's a perpendicular sign on top that says Denio, pointing the way that I just came from. And there's a kind of a billboard type sign, like you might see at a state park by the entrance. And it's just got, there's no big letters at all. I had to get out and look at it. It's just bylaws of the Indian reservation about hunting and fishing regulations. So off we go towards Gerlach. Just passed a sign that said, "Please drive slow, we heart our children," with a little red heart symbol. So I guess they love their children, but have a pretty hard time getting along with most of their other family and friends. But maybe that's why they live way out here, around 50 miles of dirt road in either direction to get to a paved road. Even then, you're not near anything. Okay, it's Monday morning. I just got out of the bus, and Summit Lake is behind me about 100 yards. And the sun just came over the mountains on the far side of Summit Lake. Everywhere you look, it's just a scrub desert. And there's geese and ducks in the lake, and the sun is blindingly bright, shining off the shimmering waters. And on the hillside in front of the bus, there's 7 pronghorn antelope. They're all just kind of hanging out, watching me. There's one big one kind of off by itself a little bit, and then there's a group of 6, and some of them, when I look through the binoculars, some of them are obviously young ones, smaller ones. And I looked around the valley where I can see, and I have to look through the binoculars in order to see any kind of house, and I don't think they're even houses. I think there's a couple of like mobile homes tucked up in a couple places in the hills and the ridges, far side of the valley, and that's about it. I parked here last night a little bit after dark, probably 10 o'clock, and not a car has gone by on the dirt road, and don't expect one anytime soon. Gonna try and get the bus packed up and keep on going. I think it's another about, maybe 50, 60 miles to Burning Man.
You woke up today, the sun was on your face, looking for a reason, looking for your place, all thoughts of other times. When your life was true, now it's time for moving on. You gotta leave those goodbye blues.
I just passed over the cattle guard and passed the other sign, letting me know I'm leaving the Indian reservation, and definitely have begun the downward part of the trek away from Summit Lake. You can still hear the bus bouncing down the dirt road, I'm sure. And there's a few Mustangs, wild Mustangs out here. There's 4 on my right side and 1 up on the hill. Oh, look at that. That was 1 up on the hill, but behind the hill as I come around it, now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 up there, and 4 on the right side of the road. And at least 2 of them are little baby horses, which are, as you can imagine, are just the cutest things in the world in the sunlight.
All the miles that you walk, all those lovers that you love.
So heading downhill, I could see another big valley huge valley. You got to be 20 or 30 miles across, kind of spreading out. It's kind of looks like the road's going to open up right into that. And this little valley that the road goes down into is probably a good 10 miles wide. Kind of just rolling scrub desert, some jagged rocks and hills. Definitely some shield volcano action, lava spreading out over flat ground and perhaps being uplifted after that. And there's another mountain range in the distance, kind of as a T-shape. I'm heading down into a valley that's it's kind of one branch of the T, and then looks like I'm going to hit that valley that's looks like it's 20, 30 miles wide. And then this is going to be kind of a T intersection when I get there, is what it looks like as far as the valleys. And I don't know, maybe that wide valley is where the Black Rock Desert is, where the giant lake bed is that Burning Man's held on. Wow, coming over some big rocks there. Bedrock. And one of the things I've noticed in traveling dirt roads is when you get to the point where the road is down to bedrock, you know it's not going to be smooth. There's a few places here where that's happening. Okay, really steep stretch of road right here. I'm just creeping along at like 2 miles an hour, and the bus is bouncing all over the place. Going down a very steep grade, so probably just turn the motor off. Even first gear's too fast right now. Just got the brakes on. Skipping down over bedrock.
Roadside stops and boxcar trains. Highways warm with two truck lanes. I'm traveling again. A desert filled with lone pine winds. Dirty hands and weathered skin. I missed it for a while. The summer rain has cleansed me from my bitter sin. I left a place to put me on my feet again, but I ain't looking back.
I've got the motor shut off now. Just got the using the brakes to roll down this steep hill over a bunch of chunky rocks and everything. This must be the section of the road that the rancher guy I talked to yesterday kind of warned me about. Said he wouldn't want to take a car over that road just because of this stretch of the road. Said, yeah, after you leave Summit Lake and you're heading down into the canyon there. Yeah, which it looks like I'm going to now. Yeah. I had stopped on the dirt road by Bog Hot Hot Springs, where I'd stayed night before last. And I'd stopped on that dirt road to change the oil in the air cleaner of the bus. The bus is of an old enough design where it has an oil bath air cleaner. So it used to have a sticker on it, which fell off somewhere. But the original sticker on it said change oil every 1,500 miles or every day in dusty conditions. So some engineer back probably in the late 1940s or 1950s came up with that sticker to put on there. And so I'm heeding his advice, whoever that guy is. And so I dumped out the fits about, I don't know, maybe 12 ounces of oil in the air cleaner. I dumped it out in the dirt road, let it settle in there, and just kind of glom onto some of the dirt. And was in the process of wiping out the bowl of the air cleaner with a rag. Looks like it's about the size of a saucepan. Get it all cleaned out, get all the old dust and stuff out of there, and then fill it up to the red line with fresh oil and put it back on. And in the process of doing that, this pickup truck came down the road and he stopped, asked me if I needed any help, if I was all right. And I said, yeah, no, just doing some maintenance. And he said, no, right on. I said, hey, you want a beer? And he had a Coors beer between his knees and driving. Said he just got done working. I'm not sure. Didn't say where he worked. Might work at a ranch. He was had a worn out, very worn out, and sweat stained cowboy hat, straw cowboy hat, and was wearing kind of wraparound sunglasses and had a Western shirt on with the snaps and everything and a striped pattern that was absolutely filthy. Just you could tell this was the work shirt. And of course, a pair of blue jeans on and some boots. And I asked him about the road because folks back in Denio said the road was fine. You could get over it. And mostly just wanted to ask him where exactly I got onto the road. Didn't want to travel 5 miles down the wrong dirt road and have a dead end somewhere, a ranch or something. So I asked him and he said, yeah, just go a couple miles down the road and it's called Knotty Creek Ranch Road. He'll see the sign. And indeed it was. But yeah, he said that the stretch coming down off Summit Lake was pretty rough. He said he kind of looked at the bus and said, well, that, you know, you'll make it. You'll be fine. Just, you got a couple spares, right? He said, well, I got the one spare, and I've got the rubber band shooter tire patches, so if I get a little hole, I can patch that. But and then we swapped some stories about tires blowing out in dirt roads, and he went on his way.
Feels real good to break that mold of all the things you've been told. Put into your mind, you might finally get your feel for paying someone else's bill, but it's alright with me.
Alright, I just passed a sign that said I'm entering the Black Rock Desert National Conservation Area. So I guess I'm officially in the Black Rock Desert now, on my way to Burning Man, and down in the valley, that 20, 30 mile wide valley, see a couple trees and see a glimpse of a lake down there, and that's where Soldier Meadows Ranch is and Soldier Meadows Hot Springs, where I'm planning to top off the last of my water jugs. There's a roll start here on the bus. Last night, I guess I was up camped on the Indian reservation. I thought maybe I'd left it because I crossed over a cattle guard, but I guess I hadn't. But yeah, not a car has gone by. Actually, since I've gotten on this road, I haven't seen another car, and I've probably spent by now at least three hours probably driving. But of course, overnight, parked there, didn't hear any cars going by at night. And night before that, I stayed at a place called, Bog Hot Springs, and it's outside the town of Denio, and it's actually a hot stream. It's, you know, I don't even know how many gallons per minute come out of this thing, but, you know, it looks like the flow of a smallish mountain stream, one that would probably take you 10, 20 steps to walk across. You know, they just kind of wade across. It's about that much kind of flow, and just kind of flowing down. And the trick with that one is, as you get, of course, closer to the source, it gets hotter, and they have the locals there erect dams so it kind of pools up the water. And there's a jackrabbit sitting right in the middle of the road there. You know, there he goes, shuffling out of the way. He's not going fast enough to have to worry about hitting him. But anyway, the locals dam it up to form pools so you can kind of soak in it. And one of the pools has backed the stream up so far. I'm going to have to roll start it again here. Down to first. Has backed the stream up so far, it goes all the way up to the source. And so you could almost, the guy that was there, he told me a story about these people that were in like a little rubber raft or an inner tubes or something. And they kept paddling up the stream, and because it's kind of a lazy, slow flowing river because they have that dam put up there, and just kind of deep enough, probably 2 feet deep to float a tube in, and maybe that part about 10 feet wide, if that. And anyway, they paddled up, and he said it got to the point where they couldn't even put their hands in the water anymore to paddle. They just had to kind of just shimmy on top of their little raft or whatever it was, because the water was getting so hot. But that's where I stayed last night. And the night before, I got to stay at a place called White... Ooh, wow, dust is getting... Stay at a place called White Horse Ranch Hot Springs, which is out in southeastern Oregon. And to get to White Horse Ranch Hot Springs, it's on a road that's a dirt road, but it's a connector between two north-south running highways. And so came down out of Boise and then turned right onto the dirt road and followed it for about 20 miles, and then you take a little cutoff, grab a two-track out to the scrub desert, and get to the hot springs. And from there, then it's another, you follow the main dirt road, another 29 miles, and you hit the seal-coated road, which takes you down into Denio, which is right on the Oregon border. Actually, the first couple of houses of Denio are actually in Oregon. And they cross the cattle guard and says, "Welcome to Nevada." And Oregon has no sign welcoming you. I guess you're not welcome there.
All the miles that you walk, all those lovers that you love, people talking all their talk, people push and people shove. Oh, but everyone is changing, trying on new shoes. Maybe you should try on some and leave those goodbye
Tim Easton there with the Goodbye Blues. And before that, between Here and From the Bus, he heard Marty Jones with Ain't Looking Back. And both of those are off a CD called Coming Home, which is a benefit CD for Alaskan musician Evan Phillips. And also between bus tracks, we heard a little bit from Decker and his Long Days CD. My name is Dave Manning. You've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show, the first of several shows about Burning Man 2009. I want to give a big thank you to Groundswell Media Productions, who puts together my website, davemanning.net. And Nathan over at Groundswell Media Productions always loves it when I do my wildlife documentary impersonation. David Attenborough visits the res.
And I looked around the valley where I can see, and I have to look through the binoculars in order to see any kind of house. And I don't think there are even houses. I think there's a couple of like mobile homes tucked up in a couple places in the hills and the ridges far side.
All right, safe travels and have yourself a fantastic day.